Roads where cars go 50 km per hour can actually handle almost double the traffic of roads with 60 or 70 km speed zones. This might seem counterintuitive, explained Richmond's director of transportation Lloyd B., but some American studies have shown roads with a 50 km speed limit can handle about 900 cars per hour, whereas roads with higher limits can handle about 500 cars per hour. City Council's Public Works and Transportation Committee was discussing whether to lower speed limits on all roads within Richmond's jurisdiction to a maximum of 50 km per hour, something that was in the end supported by all committee members. There are four stretches of road in Richmond that allow vehicles to travel 60 km per hour, but some of these have been identified as high crash areas. These four road sections are the stretch on No. 6 Road between Cambie Road and Westminster Highway, Westminster Highway between No. 4 and No. 6 Roads, as well as from Nelson to Highway 91, along Vulcan Way from No. 6 Road going west almost to Bath Slough, as well as on Alderbridge Way between No. 4 and Shell Roads. More traffic enforcement cameras wanted. The committee also voted unanimously to ask the province to install more traffic enforcement cameras within the city, something that's under provincial jurisdiction. Currently, there are 10 cameras in Richmond for catching scofflaws, one to catch speeders, at the intersection of Cambie and Garden City Roads, and 9 for vehicles that run red lights. City Council approved and installed 176 traffic cameras 2 years ago to monitor traffic and collect traffic data, but the city isn't allowed to use them to catch speeders or vehicles that run red lights. Bill McNulty said he's supportive of asking the province to add more traffic enforcement cameras. 9's great, but 175 would be even better, he said, adding he would be even amenable to them being paid for by the City of Richmond. Michael Wolfe said, while he's supportive of the current network of cameras for data collection at a low resolution, he wouldn't want that necessarily expanded to allow them to do more. I would be hesitant to support opening up to the high definition and potential invasion of privacy of citizens and road users, Wolfe said. When the cameras were approved by City Council 3 years ago, a staff lawyer with the BC Civil Liberties Association, BCCLA, told the Richmond News that the issue of privacy in a public place is not black and white. Various court decisions have shown that the public is allowed a certain level of anonymity even while in public. McDermott said at the time that if faces and license plates weren't blurred out from traffic camera data, the information could be used maliciously or just for general state surveillance. The privacy commissioner recommended the data be handled by the city rather than Richmond RCMP, unless there is an emergency such as an abduction.